Yeah, I understood this is the first time you have started this early with an election show. Is that all Trump?
It is all Trump. The interest in the American elections has never been bigger, and unfortunately, I think it's for bad reasons. It's because of Trump.
Yeah, because I can imagine, well, as a comedian, someone like Donald Trump entering the race is a bit of a godsend, because, you know, it's jokes all over the place. But, you know, as an American, are your thoughts different?
Well, I have two feelings about it. Certainly, as an American, I'm concerned, and as a comedian, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought as well. Is that sometimes, difficult to bring together?
Well, it can be. I mean, what is surprising is we all went through the various stages of, you know, denial and not belief. But, I mean, after Super Tuesday, I think we have to say that it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton.
I know. And slowly people are starting to realize, what do we do about it? What can we do?
Well, I mean, first of all, to understand what's happened is there is a coalition government in America that people didn't quite realize, and it was called the Republican Party, but it was actually a mix of two people. It was the mix of sort of the business community, let's call them the faith-a-dayers, and the faith-a-fayers, the angry white men. And for the longest time, the business people had sort of pretended to be, concerned about the angry white men. But this is the first year that they've split apart, and the angry white men have taken control, and that's what Trump is.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see what will happen. So the show will start in May, but I understood for March you will organize a series of interactive political comedy salons. What are they?
Salons.
What are they about?
Yeah, we've got two theaters at Boom Chicago. So the main theater that most people come and see, Boom Chicago, but we also have a wonderful upstairs theater, sort of a kleine Saal. And for 8 weeks, we are going to be developing the show and basically talking politics. So it's going to be a smaller group of people who are interested in current events, in politics, in America, and we are going to go and develop the show with them. So that's sort of for the liefhebbers. And then in May, it's the real show for everybody.
Okay, so you say liefhebber, so does that mean anyone can join who has these interests?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone should come. Everyone is invited. It's very accessible. But at this level, when we're developing the show, we sort of want to admit that it's for a specialized group of people. And these are the people who are following the election. These are the people that read the news. These are people that work for international companies or are married or dating someone. And basically, people who like the news. If you like the news, then you will like the upstairs theater, the development process. And then at some point we bring it to the big house for everybody.
Sure. And of course it's an improv show, but you guys must have had an idea in your head when you started this, right? When you had sort of the meeting where we said, oh, we have to do the show now. What were some of the jokes you were making then?
It's not so much about the jokes. It was just more about normally we start after the summer. We open the show in October, and then the big election, of course, is in November. That's the normal schedule. But now with Donald Trump, and everybody's asking us, and we get so many requests, which is like, what, is Donald Trump going to be president? And we're like, if there's an interest in the show now, well, we had to accelerate things.
Yeah.
So we had to start earlier, and that's why we're starting in March. I mean, it's 6 months too early for a normal election, but this is not a normal election.
You're absolutely right. So what if Donald Trump himself would some way stumble into your theater, into one of your shows? What do you want to say to him?
I want to say, you're a loser. You're weak. You shouldn't be president. You're a disaster. I would use all those Donald Trump words.
And just turn it around to him. Yeah.
I would turn it around, but I mean, America has always been sort of a country of two parts. I mean, there's the blue states, you know, the Democratic part, the New York, the Los Angeles, the San Francisco, and then the red states, you know, the middle of America, you know, the real people, you know, they would say. But the surprise is that, you know, there's always been sort of the political establishment that has been running things. And Donald Trump is the first time an outsider has had this much power. And to be honest, everyone thinks it's going to be easy for Hillary, that Hillary is just going to win. But the problem is that Hillary is the perfect example of the establishment.
Yes.
And what Donald Trump has been using so far, it might work against Hillary Clinton too. He might say, you know, I'm the real deal. You know, let's give power back to the people and let's fight against the establishment. And unfortunately, Hillary Clinton is the establishment. Yeah. It's going to be a fight. It's not going to be easy for her.
No, it's not. And a lot of people really dislike her as well. I mean, people don't like Trump, but a lot of people don't like Hillary Clinton at all.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people that are, anyone now who doesn't like Hillary Clinton will support Hillary Clinton if she goes up against Trump. The question is all these angry white men, are they going to take the narrative? Are they going to set the tone for this election? If they do, then, you know, Trump very well might win it. But if people sort of say, okay, we don't need a revolution, we need an evolution, then Hillary Clinton might win.
Who knows? We will see. Thank you very much, Andrew Moskos from Boom Chicago.
Thank you. It's going to be an exciting period. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you.